before St. John of the Cross, before St. Teresa of Avila, before any of the Catholic mystics and saints that describe the spiritual levels of going from sinfulness to sanctity, Jesus Christ himself laid down a ladder hidden in the scriptures that few people see to show us how to go from earth to heaven right there in the Beatitudes. I started this series about a year ago or more, and the devil tempted me to think that no one really cared, that it wasn't what people were looking for, so I stopped it halfway through, and yet people have asked me, hey, what happened to that series? And the Holy Spirit prompted me to continue this series into the ladder of the Beatitudes, the nine, two for the feet, representing spiritual freedom from the earth, two for the hands, representing spiritual desire by which we grab fully onto God, two for the eyes, representing the three-dimensional spiritual vision that God wants us to have, three for the mind, representing the three different intensity levels in which we can choose to serve God. In today's video, we will go into the fifth beatitude, that first dimension of divine vision. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Mercy is the first way that God wants us to see, and we should be excited about this, because if he wants us to first see through the lens of mercy, that's how he sees us first, but we must understand it. Now, whenever I was little, I would stay up watching these infomercials on these hospitals that were serving kids who had cancer, and the infomercials were asking for donations, and I would watch and stay up late at night, and I would feel so much sadness at these children that had leukemia. And guess what I would do? Nothing. I maybe wouldn't even pray for them. I wouldn't obviously give them any money because I was a child. I would just stay up and cry and feel lots of compassion. That's not mercy. That's seeing but doing nothing except feeling. That is of no service to the people in front of us. And that's often how we misunderstand mercy. We think it's just looking at someone and feeling lots of things. But mercy is an action-oriented emotion. It's letting your eye affect your heart, and not only your heart, but your body, where you see the suffering of another person, you feel it deeply in your heart, and you immediately take action to relieve that suffering. That's in what mercy consists. And so that should be exciting for us, because if we think of mercy, we traditionally think of it as God forgiving us, but it's so much more than that. It's God not just forgiving us, but God coming down from heaven and doing something for us. If you see that, you see it all throughout the scriptures, that God saw the pain of the Israelites and he sent a physical person, Moses, to get them out of Egypt. See all these physical things that God was doing, and he would fulfill that even more incredibly in Jesus, who in those 3 years of ministry would not stop healing, teaching, and feeding, doing things to relieve the sufferings of those that he saw. And there were no people that he ever turned away. So that should get you asking, what do you want God to do for you? Not just to forgive. What do you want him to do for you? Look at your sufferings, maybe your finances, maybe your illness, maybe your children. You want him to come and do something, convert them, get you a better job, heal you. You want to see an action in your life. And the way to open the door through that is through the mercy that you see with and that you do. That's the whole reason why I have this channel. Not just to see the souls in purgatory, not just to learn about them, but to pray for them and then get others to pray for them, that action. And I have seen God's mercy in my life in such tremendous ways. So much more mercy has been poured out on my life because of this channel. And so I give you this example, this spiritual work of mercy, of praying for the dead and teaching those that don't know. And I testify that mercy has been poured out on me in super abundance. So you have to ask yourself a question. Do you want mercy? How much do you want? In what areas of your life do you want it? look at that and see that. And before you ask God for that, before you go and ask God for that healing, that act of mercy on his behalf, ask yourself, what am I going to do for someone else? What is within my power? What is within my line of sight? Someone that I see who's suffering that I can relieve, that's within my power. It could be as simple as a homeless person under the bridge on the way to work that you see and you take action. And you offer that as a prayer to God and say, God, through this act of mercy, now bestow mercy on me. If you knew how beautiful the mercy that God wants to pour out on you, you would stop at nothing to seek out opportunities to share mercy with other people. Mercy is letting your eye affect your heart, and not just your heart, but your body. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.